Welcome everyone to Denkoya Sheshin. Denkoya means characters for Denkoya means the A part means to gather, to collect, and Denko means to means a gathering of the gathering of light, the transmission of light. So Denkoya is the traditional fall session that we have here. It's a a little bit of a softer session than the winter sessions, Rahatsu and Nehane, and it's more focused on teaching, and with this session we kind of begin our calendar of practice after the summer time. Sashin itself means to gather, the mind, or the character Shin means both mind and heart. So sometimes instead of saying mind, they say heart-mind or mind-heart. So this is a time for gathering, for coming home, for gathering ourselves and to see what happens. Sashin practice is a kind of diving into our best aspiration to meet ourselves at the crossroads of the here and now. It's a diving in, and I know that some people will be, some of the residents will have work schedules and they will not be able to be here every period, but and some people are coming later during the weekend, and I think a few people are leaving early. You're leaving early, Jerry, aren't you? Yeah.
Saturday evening.
Saturday. And Mark, you're just here for a couple days. That's right. Yeah. One day. So whether we are able to be here entirely during this session, or have to kind of adjust our practice aspiration to our commitments to daily life. I'd like this week for everyone to be a sense of settling in and coming home to ourselves. Coming home to the as-it-isness of existence, which is what we intend to meet when we face the wall and when we just sit down and with the simplicity, with the kind of raw simplicity of meeting our body and mind in this particular formal and traditional way of sesshin. So let's all aspire to do the work. When it's time to sit, we sit. Time to walk, we walk. Throughout the session, we become quiet, not just in the external sense of not talking frivolously or casually, and the way of the deliberate way we have of sitting down and standing and eating and so on, all those external ways are ways that we can become deliberate and we can become quiet and we can come home. Those are external ways, but with those external ways is a working inside of ourselves where we come home and we become still and we become quiet and we come to the as-it-isness of existence that is within ourselves. So our outward expressions, even though they're subtle and they have a kind of formal quality in Sesshin, these outward expressions are the outward manifestations of the actual work that we're doing inside, which is to be here and to meet ourselves and to settle and to know. Throughout the week, actually, we just have 4 full days. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then we have a half day on Sunday. And as usual, the Sunday day will kind of open up because it's a public day at Jikoji. So more people will be joining us. And a few more on Saturday as well. But during those days, we're going to look at some special teachings exceptional teachings that have come to us from one of our ancestors named Hongzhi. Cliff is our for this session, our manager for this session, and Cliff recommended this teaching, and I want to thank you for getting this going, because this is a quite important teaching. Hongzhi is the one of the persons and a significant person in this thread that's of practice that's come to us, where these forms that we practice now have kind of coalesced, and maybe 3 or 4 generations before Dogen, Hongzhi, and after him, Ruzhing, who was Dogen's teacher in China. These good monastic practice forms were made very strong and vital, and at the time that Dogen came with this strong aspiration from Japan, the practice was very, very strong. And Ruzhing was this powerful teacher that was able to transmit these teachings to Dogen, and then through Japan they came to us. And this is what we're doing, We're the legacy of this activity. So So I think it's very good for us to go back and look at this kind of source material of Hongzhi's. We have this, most of us know this term, shikan taza, just sitting, or sitting just for itself, or just as it is. This kind of, I would, well, those of us that practice that way would say that this is the purest practice. It's risky in a way, because there's less guidance, and it has a formless quality, but it's very, very pure in not being an assignment, not having gaining ideas, but being just for itself. This shikan taza has a precursor that came from Hongzhi called silent illumination sitting. So we're going to be looking at that a little bit. And the teaching is going to come from a variety of sources. Jen, I think you'll start tomorrow teaching first, and Joe, you're going to be teaching as well?
Okay.
Yes? Okay. So, and Doug and Dean, so each will be presenting from this book, quite a wonderful book translated by Tygen Dan Leighton, called Cultivating the Empty Field. And in this book there's some wonderful poems that express the way of practice that are very, very dense, and they're juicy. They're juicy. They're really juicy. And there's also the category is called practice instructions, but they aren't really, I wouldn't exactly call them practice, more like practice encouragements. They're kind of like pep talks, in a sense. The Hongzhi is talking to his assembly, and they're beautiful expressions of the practice. And so let's see. So Hongzhi says, "Hey there, you patch-robe ones. Make your thinking dry and cool and rest from the remnants of conditioning. Persistently brush up and sharpen this bit of the field. Directly cut through all overgrown grass. Extend to the limit in all directions, and do so without defiling even one speck of dust. This, our spiritual way, we call bright. The nature of this vast existence is fully luminous. Therefore, fully illuminate what is now before you. Become a shining light. Become the clarity that cannot attach to any single defilement. Of course, there is the occasion when we must directly tug and pull back the ox's nose. Of course, his horns are imposing and he stomps around like a beast. Yet never does he essentially damage or intend to damage people's sprouts or grain." Wandering around, accept how it goes, accepting how it goes, wander around. Do not be bound by or settled into any preference or place. Then the plow will break open the ground, this kalpa field of emptiness. Proceeding in this manner, each event will be unobscured, each realm will be complete. To begin to not dwell in appearances is to begin the flow of eternity. So it is said that the mind is a field, every seed is contained in it. With this universal rain, there is sprouting. Awakening blossoms when attachments fade, and the fruit of this awakening